It's your girl from the hood, you know, from the street, you know. I cannot be serious right now. Hey, hello guys. I've missed you people so much. Like, oh, I miss you guys. I feel so like I'm not, as in, don't get me started, people. It's been so long. I feel like it's like ages. And I don't know. I don't even think it's of 3 months. I said 3 months, 3 weeks. I mean, but then it feels like ages. Oh, God. I've missed you guys so much. I mean, y'all like sparking, you know. Yo, now. Okay, I'm gonna sound like DJ right now, but then, okay. I've missed you guys so much. I don't even know where to start from. Oh, God, get me started, people. Okay, seriously. This is your girl, like I said earlier on. Sarah, my friends call me Luna, and this is Podcast With No Name. Okay? And it is Christmas, people. Christmas. You know what the interesting thing is? I think it's like 2-3 years. I'm not like Christmas. Like, I didn't even like it. I feel like the Grinch. But now, you know, the Grinch gotta let it go. I'm bringing the Father Christmas things now, you know. So, yes, I've had the Christmas Grinch. I've really hated Christmas for like a whole long time, people. But right now, I'm like, not like a whole long time, just been 3 years. I started eating Christmas for like 3 years ago, and it's been really I don't really like it. I don't like the hustling, buzzing Christmas. I'm like, Christmas. But you see, this year's Christmas, it can't be late, baby. It can't be down. Okay, go back to normal, baby. It's gonna be like interesting, and I really like it. Like, y'all don't know, you don't know, seriously. It's gonna be an interesting Christmas. I know it. I see it. I feel it, baby. Yeah, exactly. So, I decided to give a Christmas gift, which is this. But actually, I was like, only what podcast? Like, I'm just gonna drop something like good to handy, yeah, in a good way. But it would be so not nice if I don't, you know, drop something in the Christmas mood, in the Christmas, you know, mood, Christmas mood. Okay, I'm dancing right now. It's terrible, but definitely embarrassing my ancestors. Okay, seriously, guys, this is just a random post. I just want to like say thank you. Y'all been amazing. So today, it been a random post. I was thinking what was I going to do? Like, I was going to like make sense. Oh, what was I going to say? But then I thought about something. What should your Christmas be filled with? What are those things that makes Christmas interesting for you? First, you as a person. You're the one who makes Christmas interesting. Yeah, Christmas is a pagan. Actually, it's a pagan festival. It's not. It's Christmas. It's for Christians. It's not really for Christians. Because, I mean, the English people said it's not for Christians. So, it's not for Christians. But we, like, you know, let's celebrate Christ, you know. I don't think I agree if it's not pagan. I mean, it's about Christ. But then. Anywho. Since it's Christmas and, you know, it's about Christ, we're celebrating Jesus. Mm-hmm. The one and only J-E-S-U-S. Mm-hmm. The man. The main man. The nigga. Okay. I'm going to be serious right now. I've not seen him before, but the pictures that look like him, fine. Okay. And I was thinking, what could make Christmas interesting? For me, for instance, I've not had, like, a very great Christmas. So, why am I in the spirit mode? Like, oh my God, Christmas interesting? First off, you, like I said earlier on, you come first, and it's very important. Like, you coming first is important. You need to understand that. For every celebration, for every gathering, for every festival, lights, you know, different things, you as a person come first. You need to find yourself in Christmas. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be sad? Do you just want to be there? You know. But for me, I'm going to be happy this Christmas. You need to decide what you want your emotions to look like this Christmas. Like, it has to be like, for me, I would say, be happy. Not because it's Christmas. I mean, the year is coming to an end. 2020 is about to end. Nigga, I'ma be happy. What? I'ma be happy. I mean, 2020 is coming to an end. Nigga, please, I am going to be happy. Excuse you, this girl's gonna be happy. It's important. I know so much is happening this year that, you know, the year just ends with some big, you know, fun and, you know, amazing things. And I'm a bit sad. Nah, it's, I'm down being sad. I mean, 2020, this year, I do not know what to say. Like, it has been, what? That's how I'm gonna, like, say the year. Like, what? Okay. That's how the year's been, actually. So, just be happy, you know. Be like, I'm about to end right now. 2020 is about to end. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh my God, give me water, people. We gonna drink to that. I ain't got glass, but cheers, baby. So first, like I said earlier on, so yeah, you and your emotions, find yourself. It's important. And after that, family. You see, that's what makes Christmas interesting, family. I mean, mine, they make me walk my ass out. I walk like I see. What? These people make me, that's the reason why I hate Christmas. I hate when people stress me. I see during Christmas, oh my God, they bring out the stress in you. The stress is going to be dragged out because you will walk tirelessly. Walk all the work for 2020, you finish it that day. I don't know why you're so buff. I mean, and apart from that, you know, when we, you know, do so much during Christmas, not just the food and, you know, the cooking. We are laughing. My dad is at home. The one that nobody likes jokes about. Nobody likes when the dad is at home. But my dad is at home during Christmas. Yeah. Oh, have you done this? Christmas is actually a normal day in my house. But most times during Christmas, most of us, if I'm around, and my other sisters are, most of us are always around. And we're always like laughing. And I think it's only once or twice we've actually celebrated Christmas, like, only my family, that there was no other person in it. It's very rare. So this one too, again, I wouldn't say, I just know it's all about family. No, when I say family, I mean immediate family, you know, like extended family. It's very rare. Like, so it's always been big and large kind of family gatherings. Like, hey, everybody's around. Oh, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin. So Christmas has never been, oh, maybe one small thing. It's always been a big thing, and not big, but big. So that's basically how it's been. And sometimes we don't do Christmas. We do, like, we don't celebrate it big. We celebrate the, you know, the new year. We do it big, one of each, yeah, or both. Very rare though, but both. Sometimes just one or one. Yeah, basically, like, I don't know what I said there, but let's see that part. So family is important. You know, take time. And I know some of us this year, some of us this year have lost one person or the other, one of our parents, and yeah, that's you know, it's going to be hard, you know, losing one person or the other and having to, like, deal with it and all. Yeah, God, I don't like talking about it. Okay, so I'm not gonna cry. So yeah, exactly. So losing one person or the other, and then Christmas sometimes doesn't even want to feel right. But me here, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this, and I'm like, it's gonna be fine. And they're not dead. Their memory lives on more than normal, and memories is what makes us more human, you know. It's what makes family even more interesting. It's what makes family coming together, spending so much time building on, you know, building a home and a family together. It's like, that's like the basis of it. And you know, when people think, oh, she's dead, she's this, I'm like, no, she just went to, like, you know, stay with God, and it just went to, like, stay with God, and we here. We gonna celebrate because it's right behind us, but we can't sing, but it's seeing us right now. And it's like, girl, wash your plate. Girl, stop putting too much salt in the food. No one talks like that. Basically, none of our parents talk like that. But then, you know. So that's what I, you know, I'm just here to encourage you guys that no matter what's happened this year, losing parents is a heart. It hurts so much, but we're gonna be fine. We're gonna be fine. All of us, we're gonna be fine. Then, what was the next thing I said? I wanted to, oh my God, damn, girl, you always forget things. Okay, the third one, calling people. Ah, that's the part I said I want to talk about. Some of you have problem. Yes, some of you have problem. You cannot call. If you call, your head will your film is spoiled. That's how it is for people. Like, people call. I feel like it's very important that we should check up on people. Like, we need to constantly check up on people. I'm not saying you should cut on that. Don't listen to what Twitter has to say. It's just, I feel like Twitter and tweets are just random thoughts of people. It can be right, it can be wrong. It can actually be, you know, peachy, you know, something that's not really too exactly correct, but it's correct. So that's right and wrong in one. So those two things, those, you know, and I say, oh, it doesn't check up on me. No, I mean, as a Christian, Jesus Christ did not just say, come to me, or that I've been leading. He said it because he was also coming to you, baby. It was like, I want you to come, so I'm coming. I mean, look at the story of the girl, you gotta remember the story, the parable of the prodigal son. When the man was coming, when the boy, like, you know, came back to sense in the son, and he was going to meet his father, it was ready to, like, I'm gonna be a slave, baby, I'm gonna be a slave, pops, I'm gonna just do it. And then the man didn't just sit down, a king didn't just sit down, like, it's back. No, he came running towards. So I'm going to, like, liking that to we as individuals, like, we should not, because if it doesn't call me, I'm not gonna know. If you have the money or if you have the time, just check out on people, go out with friends. I'm not saying you should go and spend money that you don't have. What bankrupt? We've not 2021. What kind of bankrupt? Not 2020. So basically, I'm just saying, make sure you find time, you know, to go into that time, and, you know, just have fun. It's quite important that you have fun. I don't know, people just always think that, oh, it didn't call me, she didn't call me, oh, that's not my friend. No, I feel like sometimes you take effort, you know, it takes an effort to make, you know, friendship work. And if sometimes effort doesn't work, okay, yeah, you can let it go. But right now we're talking about friendship basically in that place. But, you know, just make an effort. And the way most of you make effort for your relationship, if you put that same effort and energy into your friendships, I am pretty much sure everything might probably be fine in the friendship area. But most of y'all have just got it jinxed, and, oh no, it's only relationship ridiculous. Friendship sometimes lasts forever. I mean, there is Jonathan and David and Jonathan. Okay, that sounded good. I've been looking like Cardi. Okay, so you have yourself and your emotions. Can I speak English? Your emotions. You've got your family. You've got your friends, and so forthly. Along, you know, you're quite important, Dubo. Let's be sincere. You have to put some particular things first. Okay, food. Do food. What's they say in your, wait, what do they call food in Igbo and Abusa? Food. That's it, what gun bay. Oh, I'm a Yoruba girl now. What, yes? I'm gonna know some Yoruba now. We need to come on Yoruba corner, you know now. So it gonna be food. See, don't starve, eh? What? Eat, be fat. Don't look at your body. Eat and enjoy. See, forget. Oh, I'm on a diet. Kenny, kilos, yeah. Diet, go, dietitian. Kenny, calm down. Calm down. Enjoy yourself. It's Christmas. What? I don't take this. Good. Take everything you gotta take. And then you start working out in the new year, you know? I said I was going to keep this side. I understand. But wait. I said eat. I don't say she's not eat of the own. If you fought on your boss, this young, I don't know you. My this one, eh? Simple. But because of that, we just have to, like, you know, be happy, you know? I don't even know. It's like, eat. Jeon jenye. Ko je shawa manye. Ko yo ma shawa. Eat it and be okay. They're bizarre, then they don't eat it. How about your feet? What is suya? Be suya chicken. See, I'm gonna say to you, Domino's not my best place for pizza, but type in any much there, oh, well, but much there. Tobalo, where new much there. I eat. Don't come and get yourself. Don't. I mean, why? Why would you want to get it's Christmas, baby? Enjoy yourself. Okay, I'm gonna bring in my Christmas spirit in it. Okay, wait, is that, did I did I said that in thing. I don't know why I'm shouting, but I said that in it thing. That in it. Well, see, British lit. That's all. Sorry, giddy jarry. Okay, so food. Don't let the world hold you back. Eat, see, drink it, have fun. Oh, what important? Hey. I don't beg for 2K. Please don't beg for 2K. When Christmas, don't embarrass us. Don't embarrass me. Ma, don't beg for 2K. When Christmas, the person to give money, person will give you. When you beg for 2K, I see. Okay. Let me not say anything. Don't beg for 2K. Don't beg for 2K. Ask for more. But seriously, if it's not your money, let people give you happily and willingly. Oh, you go for giveaway. Let the wind give away. You know? Okay, so apart from that, let's not get it twisted, you know. God, I sound so lush. I have gifts for people. Apart from these gifts I have another gift for people. Okay. But again, yes, the fifth one. You know, this is saying that Jesus is the reason for the season. So this is me preaching the gospel to you right now. I know I said do all these things. Love, you know. Should I forget love? Ha! Well, family is love. Friends is love. Friends are love. Oh, God. English is hard. Yeah, everything has to actually boils down to love. But falls down to love. Oh, English. Why? Okay. The last one is the most important, actually, and that is God. That's Jesus Christ, the reason for the season. There is so much going on that we're putting all this food, family, and we forget the reason behind why we are doing this, why we got elder scatter. Oh, I'm that chicken, yo. Ah, chicken, too, this and that. Why we do, oh, let's go. I know we sing all those wonderful Christmas songs, and we just totally forget why are we celebrating. Because it's, yeah, finally, my call it a pagan thing, but I just feel like it is more than that. Like, I mean, have you seen? Oh, just you fine. Okay, so I'm gonna sing a song. That's the gift. I've always wanted to sing this song since it's a song we learned. I learned when I was in. Wait, they say high school. It's secondary school. Secondary school. I learned in secondary school. So, okay. It doesn't feel like an a cappella thing. Oh my God. I'm really shy. I just really like this song. But I just wanted to, like, say it and just to encourage us, you know. I don't think it's going to encourage. Just get to the point, girl. You gotta get it. Okay. Okay. Just today, I was sorry, Kirimo. I was sorry, Kirimo. I was sorry, Kirimo. I was really a woman. I was really only shagun. Just today, I was sorry, Kirimo. Okay, so this song is about Jesus coming, and we don't have to go to the, you know, can the English can you? Ah, I don't know. Actually, I don't know it. But it has to do with not going to the traditional, you know, things we used to do then. You know, killing of people. I mean, Jesus came and we don't need to run elter skelter. Oh, Baba is making log be. And Baba says, going to bring the heart of tortoise. But what are you looking for? What loss are you looking for? Heart of tortoise call. Heart of tortoise. What are you saying? Oh, go and bring the nail of 120 years old man. All those things we no longer have to do it because Jesus came, he died for our sins, and you know, believing on that grace is banner of love. It's so much, like, there is so much Jesus had to offer that we are so, like, he came to this world for us, and it is the most beautiful thing ever to happen in history. Jesus coming to die for people's sin, and you know, giving us access to live under grace, under his love. And that his love is so big and Don't get me started, people. So, I want to encourage you to find Jesus. But do not try Jesus. Okay, try Jesus. Damn, I was about singing try Jesus, not me. But okay. He's waiting for you. So just, you know, go on your knees and talk. Just say a prayer to him. Tell him what you're going through. It's a time. I know it's time to celebrate. And, you know. But he understands whatever you're going through. Just, you know, talk to God about it. And he is so absolutely waiting for you to, hey, oh my God, yay, is that true? Stuff's like that. Just talk to him. So, I know I went into the gospel mode. I know it. I'm going to be a preacher already. Okay, seriously. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, God, you guys make me blush every time. One person views it like, oh, really? Someone even checked it out? I'm like, oh my God. Seriously, it means so much to me. Shout out to everyone who listens, who reposts, who, you know, shares and tries to get people to listen on my behalf. Thank you so much to those who laugh, who smile, who give me the best criticism. Like, I love it. I love listening to it. It makes me so happy, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you so much. I don't think I would have done anything without you guys. I mean, this podcast with no name could have been nothing if not for y'all. Mwah, kisses, people. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Yeah, I love you people so much. Thank you so much. And a Merry Christmas. Uh-huh. I must say, if I don't do it, I've not completed it. So, I want to say, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Anyway, is that the same? I want to wish all my listeners. No, it's like that. God, be serious. I want to wish all my listeners a happy Merry Christmas. God, it sounds so terrible. I can't even wait to listen and, you know, like clap on myself. Okay. I want to wish all my listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in advance. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much. It's wonderful. Thank you. And you can follow your girl on Instagram, Luna Akins, LunaHakins, on Twitter, people, LunaHakins25, and basically I'm not in any group again on social media. Oh, Tinder? No, I'm not on Tinder. Don't worry. And okay, not just that. You can listen to this podcast on any platform, podcast platform at Waloibugwe. You know, check it out. Let me be your bub, maybe. Okay, be serious. Okay, thank you so much. Kisses, and actually, a very Merry Christmas, a very very Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year in advance, people. Have fun, guys. Bye.